والذين ينفقون أموالهم رئاء الناس ولا يؤمنون بالله ولا باليوم الآخر ومن يكن الشيطان له قرينا فساء قرينا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that those who not worry of making the islah, bringing sincerity in themselves, humility in them, they don't spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and they stop others also from spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And when they are asked for any, they are solicited for any funds or any money, then they act poor and that we haven't got money. For those people, Allah says, we have prepared a very disgraceful punishment for them in Jahannam. In this ayat now, Allah further explained, those people who don't make the islah, the condition of the heart, they don't correct and improve it, though they do good deeds, but all those good deeds are also useless. Yeah, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ اور وہ لوگ جو کہ خرج کرتے اپنے مال, those who spend their money in the path of Allah. The previous ayat was that those who don't spend and they stop others also from spending and they act poor, they don't show the ni'mat of Allah which Allah has given them well and that they should spend it. Those who are that category. These are those who spend in the path of Allah. But how do they spend? Ria and nas. Logo ke dikhane ko, to show people that that people must say they are generous, people must say they are rich, and that they are spending so much in the path of Allah. That is their object, because they did not make their islah, so they don't do it for Allah's pleasure, they do it to show people. And the other weakness that they have in them, وَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَلَا بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ اور ایمان نہیں لاتے اللہ پر اور نہ قیامت کے دن پر. And the reason for this, that they do it for show, to get the gains in this dunya, that people must praise them, because in reality they haven't got iman on Allah and on the last day. If they had iman on Allah, they should have done it for the pleasure of Allah. If they should have the real iman on the akhirat, on the day of akhirah, yawmul qiyamah, they should do it to get their rewards there. But they don't have that level of iman. Their iman is very weak, or there is no iman. So they do it for worldly gain, that people must praise them. They just to boast amongst the people. And all this is the reason for that. They did not make the islah. So consequently, وَمَنْ يَكُنِ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ قَرِينًا اور جس کا ساتھی ہو شیطان. Because they don't worry about the heart, they don't protect the heart, they don't guard the heart, then shaitan becomes their friend. And shaitan makes them do it for name and fame. Shaitan stops them and blocks them from spending. Shaitan has befriended them because they did not worry of guarding their heart, that shaitan must not interfere with them. As it comes clear in the Hadith Sharif, that shaitan is continuously sitting like a mosquito on the heart of a person. When he finds that person not making the dhikr of Allah and is not connected with Allah Ta'ala, is in ghaflat, unmindfulness, then shaitan puts poison in his heart and shaitan influences them. And the shaitan who becomes your friend, Allah says, فَسَاءَ قَرِينَ اور تو وہ بہت برا ساتھی ہے. He is a very bad friend. To take shaitan as a friend is the worst. But unfortunately, by and large, we have befriended for shaitan. We do exactly what he tells us to do. All the gunas he wants us to make, we make those gunas. We are away from Allah. We are away from deen. We have made shaitan our friend. And the worst person a person can make as a friend is shaitan. But unfortunately, we haven't only made him our friend, but we have made him our bosom friend. And we try and please him in everything. And he gives us nothing. Everything we have is from Allah, Rahman. But instead of pleasing Rahman, we please shaitan. So in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala has warned us that even if we don't do good deeds, and that is also because we haven't made our islah, and we haven't got the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And here in this ayat Allah explains, even if we do good deeds, but with the wrong intention, for name and fame, for bragging and showing off, then that is also useless. And all this is because we don't make our Islam, and that is because we did not guard our hearts, and shaitan controls us and controls our hearts. So we have to be very concerned about connecting ourselves with Allah, which is by dhikrullah and the company of the righteous and the pious. And in dhikrullah is included tilawat of Quran Sharif. Also to visit the Qabristan occasionally and take a lesson that this is where I'm going to come finally. And this is the place I have to prepare for. And my qabr here looks like a small piece of qabr, but really that is my real big mention for akhirat. How much have I prepared my akhirat? In this way a person takes lessons, then he will prepare for akhirat, and reality of life and deen will come in him. Otherwise we will be living in a false dream, and we thinking we are living it up. At the time of mort we will find out that there was absolutely nothing, and then we will come to reality in the qabr. May Allah Ta'ala let us understand, correct ourselves, and prepare for akhirat, and be concerned about our deen and about our life in the qabr and in the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.